old.
Oh. Hey, maybe somebody could... Oops. Maybe somebody could help us with... Behold. Right. If it's not in here, I think we can probably sing it. Someone could start it for us.
Behold, behold, I stand at the door and knock, knock, knock. Behold, behold, I stand at the door and knock, knock, knock. If anyone hear my voice, if anyone hear my voice, then will open, open, open the door, I will come in.
Okay. Now we'll move, maybe from the song sheet. You know what on the song sheet, Paul? You want to sing?
Jesus loves
me. Okay, that is number 40. We'll sing the first and last verses of number 40.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Number 32. Let's just sing the first and last verses of that one, too.
And wash away my sins, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, and be whole again, nothing but the blood.
On the song sheets, fine. Number 25. That was one of my favorites when I was your age and older. But maybe we could just sing the first and last verses on that one too, so other people have chances to pick theirs. Number 25.
Why
at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the lightning of a sheep in time. Fleeting days are telling fast, and the die will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed in time.
Good. Maybe two more. So there's not a whole lot. Okay. What number would you like? Number 14. Good. Let's maybe sing all of that one.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power?
Are you washed in the blood?
Jesus, we just give thanks for the privilege we have this morning of coming, all of us, to meet thee this morning, and right now to open up thy word and to learn a little from it. Just ask for each heart, not just the young, but the older ones too, that thy word would enter in and we would have a greater appreciation, Lord Jesus, of that cost to thyself to make us thine own children. Just ask for each ear and each heart to take in a little more of that wonderful story this morning, Lord Jesus. Just ask it in thy name. Amen. Okay. Who would like to say your verse this morning? All right. I'll try to do this without too much noise.
God commendeth his love towards us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Thank you. Several more. Okay.
God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Okay.
God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
God commendeth his love toward us, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Thank you. All right, maybe one or two more. All right, we'll get you after.
God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Thank you.
God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Thank you. One more.
God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Okay. Thank you. Let's talk about that verse, and when we talk about it, we'll talk about a little more than just that. I'd like to talk about three things with you. First of all, who God loved, and then secondly, how he showed his love, and third, how he expects us to show love. Who God loved, how he showed his love, and how he expects us to show love, okay? We've got about 5 minutes for each, and I don't think that's enough to cover the whole subject. So we'll just talk about a few little things. All right. How many of you got some new clothes before conference? Well, you had some new clothes at conference time. Okay. Wow, I don't believe that. I think only children are answering. Uh-huh. Some of the rest of you are embarrassed that all your clothes are new for conference. All right. I didn't get new shoes and socks, but I think everything else is new. It wasn't because I ran out and got it. It's because somebody else thought it was necessary. So I've got all these nice new clothes. And I don't think, I was hoping this morning the dog where we're staying wouldn't jump up. And it was kind of messy out this morning, wasn't it? Muddy. That dog's a lot better behaved than the dog we had. It didn't jump up, and I don't think there's any muddy paw prints anywhere around here. And I didn't go for a walk in these clothes, splash, splash, down the road and through the puddles. Anybody splash through puddles this morning? You all knew better. Oh, no, most of you knew better. Some of you did it by mistake or accident, I suspect. Okay, got nice, fresh, clean clothes. And I went and bought a picture frame yesterday. And you know what? When they sell picture frames, they often show people in here. And they're usually people that eat way too much and put on their dirty clothes, right? Is that the kind of people they put in picture frames so that you'll want to buy their picture frame? No. What kind of people do they put in those picture frames? Those people look like they're all dirty and sad. Or no? No, they don't look dirty and sad. What do they look like? Can you tell me what they look like? Everybody else, because most people can't see this. They look happy, and they've got clean clothes. And that's how people put it. How many of you have a big board with nice pictures in your house? They've got pictures of family and friends and all over. How many have a big board somewhere in your house like that? I suspect most everybody does. And I suspect most of those people look like they're happy, or at least maybe their mom and dad look happy, and maybe some of the people, other people in there have a smile like this on. Do you sometimes smile for pictures like that? You've got a happy smile, and as soon as somebody lifts up the camera, you go... Is that right? But people try to look nice for pictures. I want to give you some pictures, and I'm going to put them up in here, of my family. Yes, yesterday we were talking about family. So I'm going to read you a little bit about my family tree. Did you know that my family tree is in the Bible? Did you know that? My family tree is in the Bible. Is yours in the Bible? Andrew? Yep. Is yours in the Bible, Paul?
Yep.
Anybody else have their family tree in the Bible? A picture of it? Do you think it looks like this picture right here? Well, one of my family trees does. But the other one's a little different. That's the one we're going to start with. Remember our verse said, God commendeth his love toward us. What did it say next? God commendeth his love toward us. What's the next? While we are yet sinners. Open up your Bible if you have it with you. Otherwise, listen carefully. And in Romans, most people know where we're going to read. Or at least some people know where we're going to read. Romans chapter 3. That has my family album in there. And I think yours too. Some pictures. You know, it's got the bit about... When you take a picture, do you usually get the feet in on the picture? If you're trying to take a picture of somebody all smiling, you make sure you get their feet. No, you don't usually start there. If you get a full portrait, you'll get the feet too. We're going to start with the face and the head, I think. In Romans chapter 3, if someone could help us out, there's a few verses to read, but I think it's worth it. We'll read from verse 13 to verse 18. But those are short verses. So if you've got one person, maybe if you're a little bit older, you think you could read verses 13 to 18 for us, I would appreciate it. Okay. To read verses 13 to 18. You'll have to help me because I can't read from here your Bible.
They are all gone out of way. Their throat is an open sepulcher with their tongues. They have used the deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have, and the way of peace they have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes.
Thank you. If we had a portrait like that, is that a picture you'd like to hang in your hallway so that everybody coming to your house could see it? How many would like a big picture that looked like that hanging in your hallway? How many are pretty sure you don't want other people to see that? Ew, that's pretty ugly. And I have some tape here, and I just wrote out a couple of those words, so we'll put them in the picture frame. And we'll see if you'd like to have that hanging in your hallway. There's one. And I'll do it quickly. That one says, since most of you won't be able to read it even when I put it up, that one says blood. And this one says deceit. And this one says bitterness. And this one says open grave. Now we can very proudly put up our family portrait, if it'll stand up on this kind of an angle. Oh, we'll put it down here. That way those of you in front can see it, but the rest of you know what it says. It says blood, deceit, open grave, and bitterness. How many of you would like to hang that portrait again? Let me see those hands again. How many would not like to have that hanging in your hallway? So that just describes some other people that live a long way away from here. Oh, maybe not so long. Maybe you have a neighbor that describes. Or maybe that's your younger brother or sister sometimes. Or maybe that's an older brother or sister. How many of you think that that described or describes you? Ew. That's an awful lot of people that think that described or describes them. Let's read one verse. I'll read it with you just a little bit further down. Verse 23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know what? That portrait describes everybody in this room at one point in their lives. Maybe it describes some of you right now. That's the way God sees you, is what I mean. Maybe that's the way you're seen before God at the moment. Isn't that pretty awful? What happens to all that sin? I want to illustrate it. Who did God love? God didn't just love all the nice people all dressed up in their fancy new tie and shirt and pants that look all good on the outside. God loves sinners, and he could see inside to those things. And I just wrote out a few of the words. There's plenty of other examples in the Bible and God's Word. So I want you to think about it. I bought another piece of nice new clothing yesterday, and I have it ready. If anyone would like it, I'll be happy to give it to you, but you have to put it on. You have to wear it. You ready? Nice new piece of clothing. It's not even 24 hours old. At least I haven't owned it for 24 hours. So I bought it at lunch yesterday. So it's not even that old yet. Nice and new. Anybody without seeing it want to put it on? You're suspicious, aren't you? We just talked about my family portrait, and you don't trust me now. But remember, that's your family portrait, too. I'm going to pull it out and let any of you decide. I'll let you decide if you want to wear it for me. Because this is kind of like that portrait over there. I got to get a little help in getting this ready. So, it's got the tags on it still. And anyone want to take a whiff before you put it on there? Want to take a sniff? Nice shirt. Brand new. Can you smell it from there? If we wait long enough, you'll be able to smell it in the back row. You're covering it. You want to take a whiff? Decide if you want to put it on for me? No, you're cold. I'm not even up to you yet. Let's see. Can you smell it from there already?
Are you just anticipating?
this is a nice new shirt. Look, the tag's still on the front. I didn't take that off and put it back on. Anyone like to put on my shirt for me? You want to put on my shirt? You are a pretty trusting soul. Want to take a whiff first? Well, let me ask you a different question. Do you think your mama would be glad if you put it on?
No.
You know that one. So we're going to be safe there. But you know what? How many of you can smell this by now? Well, just the front rows. Well, maybe we should pass it around so the back rows can smell too. This is not a nice shirt. Nobody in the front row that can smell it wants to wear it. It's not that bad, I don't think. I'll put it over here, though. You know what? I want you to think about this. That's like your sins, and that's like my sins. How many people in here, now that you know what it is, want to put that shirt on for me? It's just been not even 24 years old. I mean, 24 hours old. It had a trip to the hog barn this morning, but that's all. Just a little bit of hog manure on it. Maybe a little bit of feed. Nobody wants to get your beautiful new clothes dirty, putting on my shirt. You think I should put it on? I didn't ask at home this morning whether I should do that. I was afraid to. I think maybe, I don't know. You think I could tell myself the illustration would be just as good if I didn't put it on? But you know what? There's somebody that's cleaner than you look like on the outside. And it says in the Bible that he did no sin, and in him was no sin, and he knew no sin. That person, what did he do?
He died.
He died. And when he died, what did he do? Tell me what he did. You help me out. What did he do?
He shed his blood.
He shed his blood. And when he died on that cross, I'm going to read you the verse. I think we should read the verse. It's in 1 Corinthians 5. It's one of the verses. There's lots of them that tell us about what he did. Oh, it was so much worse than putting on a smelly pig shirt. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21 it says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." I want to turn to one other verse, because I think it's very important. I talked about sin. I want you to turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. And verse 24. "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." I want you to remember that. I want you to remember that the Lord Jesus, looking a whole lot cleaner than I do, spotless and pure, he did something. He did something that's in those verses. And you know what? This shirt stinks. But you know what? I'm a little bit like Paul. It doesn't bother me too much. I'm afraid it might bother a few others. But I'm going to put it on. Now, maybe it bothers me a little more than I realized. But that shirt is touching my beautiful clean clothes now, isn't it? Does that help you think just a little bit? What happened when your sins touched? Were they your sins? Touched the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I don't know how to describe it, because he's perfect, he's God. But he's also, he came to be a man. And it says he was made sin. That's part of it, and I can't describe it all. But it says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree." He put those dirty things, the disobedience and sin that you and I have done, and he took them on himself. That's a whole lot worse. You know, if you sit next to me at lunch, there might still be a little bit of smell here. I don't know. I hope not. But there might be a little bit. But when the Lord Jesus bore your sins, is there still a little bit of sin's smell left? No. He totally, completely removed it. He bore our sins, and he took it, and he removed it completely. And he took it all the way out, where you'll never, ever, ever, ever see them again. Where God will never, ever, ever see them again. They're gone. Gone, not just in your sight. They're completely, totally gone. Now, you'll smell maybe a little bit, because I see my pocket's got a little bit of dust here and a little dust there. And I didn't do a very good job of cleaning up. And you know what? I could never take away your sins. But God can. You need to turn to him, and only to him, to have your sins washed away. We have about 2 minutes left, but I want to illustrate one last thing that God expects from you, and something that I think, if you know him as your Savior, he expects. So I have 3 cups here, and I think this cup is just like most everybody in this room. And this cup, maybe this one's what you think your neighbors are like. And this cup, this last cup, is the way God wants you to be. Now you're looking at the cups and thinking, what in the world is he talking about? I don't look like any of those cups. There's that cup, and you don't know what's in any of those. Most of you don't know what's in any of those cups. And you know what? This is what we heard in the gospel last night in a 1 minute summary. If you take those cups and you jostled, they bumped, they mistreated the Lord Jesus, and out came what was inside. So I'm going to bump these cups, and out is going to come what's inside. And you know what? All of us have this nice package on. Mine's a little dusty now. But most of us have a nice package on the outside. And you bump it, and you bump it hard enough, and out comes something. So this one doesn't take much of a bump. I'll just tip it over, and out comes a dirty liquid. Now, I like that particular liquid, but it's dirty, right? You just bumped it. Did it take much of a bump? No. And you know, there's some people like that, and we're better than those people, aren't we? They just walk along, and out comes a curse word, right? Out comes something that doesn't belong, and we think, oh, boy, I'm not like that. And out comes something dirty. Now this is what a lot of us are like when we grow up in a Christian home. That's a pretty nice cup, isn't it? And you can bump it, and you can drop it up. Oops. Well, if you bump it too hard, what comes out? A little bit of a bump, nothing comes out. But you give it a good enough bump, your brother or sister takes away the whole Lego castle you built. What comes out? Uh-oh. You know, there's something inside, and it's pretty good. If you just tip that over a little bit and pop it back up, nothing spills. Because your mom and dad made sure that it looked, they worked on you. But if you bump it hard enough, there's something in there, and it's dirty liquid. And it comes out. But you know what? In the Lord Jesus, and we heard about this all, well, not all, but a lot of the gospel last night, we heard about in the Lord Jesus, what did we hear? Well, we're over time, so we heard a lot about the fruit of that Spirit, right? About the gentleness and the meekness. And every time he was bumped, and when I take this one and I bump it, you can only get what's inside, can't you? And so when I bump it, out comes nice, clean water. Because that's all that's inside. And you know what? If you're a child of God, and the Lord is working in your heart, and you get bumped, somebody does something mean to you, that's what I mean by getting bumped, out can come the love that the Lord Jesus showed on the cross. And that can come out because the Lord is working it inside in that new nature that he gave you. Let's thank him for it. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we just ask specially at the moment for any child or a young person or adult that knows exactly that thou dost love them, but they've turned their heart in rebellion, and just ask that they would realize the importance of not standing before you in their foul, stinking sins, but see that, Lord Jesus, in love to them, let's go to the cross to take those sins. Just ask that they would turn to thee in repentance today. We'd ask for each of us that in our lives would be produced, reproduced, shown out that love that's in thy heart for each one. Just ask it, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen. Okay, I think there's some Sunday school papers while there's announcements. Maybe a couple of you could help me hand them out.
Not much. Morning. Not much announcements here. Just to thank the young people for signing up. So many names on the serving list. And there might be a few left for the last meal. The next meeting is the breaking of bread at 10:30. Be nice to be seated by a quarter after, though. Oh yeah, hymn sheets. Maybe we could pass them to the two center aisles here, and then we'll pick them up.